Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Wayne Cabot, and these are today's top local stories. Too bad we can't bottle up today's weather for tomorrow. It's going to be a lot colder and a lot windier for Thanksgiving and the Macy's Parade. Hopefully they're going to get the balloons up. Live to AccuWeather now, and meteorologist John Furyk.
Yeah, certainly a good travel day out there today, at least locally, with temperatures well above average for late November. Nothing more than maybe a shower or two passing through late this afternoon and this evening. But as you said, the colder air does sweep in late tonight, tomorrow. You're going to need to bundle up if you're heading to the parade tomorrow. Temperatures in the 40s. Real feels are going to be in the 30s, and those winds probably gusting 30 to 35 miles per hour. So certainly could have some impact on the balloons. May have to keep them a little bit lower tomorrow. And it looks like the windy cold weather then continues right through Friday. Wayne?
All right. Well, for now, it's about as good as it gets for the handlers out there inflating these towering cartoon balloons, pumping in the helium, and there on the west side taking it all in. Here's Marla Diamond.
And Wayne, happy Thanksgiving to you. We've got spring-like weather for inflation even. A lot of the giant balloons are already up. They're straining against their netting as the kids strain to get a better view.
Who do we have here? What's your name?
Elson.
What's your favorite balloon?
Minnie Mouse.
And what's your favorite thing about Thanksgiving?
Turkey.
All right. You guys are adorable. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Say happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
We spoke to the parade folks who are pretty sure these balloons will fly. Here's the maximum sustained wind speeds. It has to be up to 23 miles an hour, gusts 34 miles an hour for them to ground the balloons. They'll fly low tomorrow, but they will fly. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, live at Inflation Eve on the Upper West Side.
Oh, Marla, giving thanks to those little ones. How precious they are. Those voices just make you feel good. Hey, we are traveling more this year. Overall travel is up 2% from last year for the holiday, according to AAA's projections. And almost all of that increase is on the roads, because flight bookings are down 3% from last year, maybe because of uncertainty after the government shutdown. AAA says the heaviest pre-holiday travel is now, right now, happening until 8 o'clock tonight. That's pre-holiday. Post-holiday, that'll start building Friday afternoon from 1 o'clock to 7 o'clock. Saturday, 1 to 8. Sunday, from late morning, about 11 o'clock until 8 p.m. If you're in the car right now, we hope your drive isn't as stressful as the experts predict it will be. Now, we've been asking people about that as they take a break at the Vince Lombardi service area in the middle of the Jersey Turnpike there in Bergen County.
Patience is already being tested on the road, especially for parents like David from Connecticut.
Well, the iPads are going on soon, so it'll be better.
For Patrick Benito from Providence, he says his trip's been smooth so far, maybe too smooth for some in his car.
Our daughter just threw up in the car about 9 minutes ago, so we had to stop here.
Forget the highway. Jeff says the real race will be with his family at the Thanksgiving dinner table.
They take more than what they're supposed to. They take more food.
From traffic jams to family jams, still many here say that they're thankful for it all. Darius Rancey's 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM at the Vince Lombardi Travel Plaza.
We keep hearing that people are worried about money. You wouldn't know that based on how heavy the holiday shopping has been so far. We're already seeing numbers over last year from what Adobe Analytics tells us. We asked Adobe's lead analyst, Vivek Pandya, what exactly we are buying.
We've seen categories like apparel have about 12.2% in terms of discount on average. Computers about 12.9%. And when we think about televisions, that's still in that same range, 11%. And then toys right around 16%.
Cyber Monday is going to be the biggest online shopping day of the season and year. And if you buy now and pay now, well, that's good. If you're part of the growing trend of BNPL, buy now, pay later, Adobe says BNPL people have spent way over last year. Make of that what you will. $600 million more in November. They'll pay for it when they pay for it. Violence against a livery cab driver has put the hardworking man in the hospital. Fighting for his life, the driver was working about 2:30 in the morning yesterday, Randall Avenue, White Plains Road, the Bronx. Police got a call, found him unconscious, several stab wounds to his back and abdomen. He's now at Jacoby Hospital, critical. The New York Federation of Taxi Drivers identifies the man as 39 years old, Osei Kusi. They say he's a hardworking family man and that somebody out there knows something and must come forward. Anybody with any information is asked to call Crime Stoppers.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.